This is a HeadGum Podcast.
This ain't that long-term vision and investing. This is time to get that cake quicker than Sexton. If you about that, that's money sensation. It's time to open up your ears to twin innovation.
Howdy, folks, and welcome to episode 400 of the Twinnovation Podcast. The podcast for your schemes, dreams, misdemeans, cons, grifts, hustles, any way you're making that money. We're here to help you. And as always, I'm joined by my shifty, nifty, evil twin brother, El Jefe the Chefe, Jeff Rosenberg.
Oh, this train's about to go off the rails.
Ching, ching. And of course, we're joined by the Dame Von Dutch herself. She's Anna Rosenberg.
Yes, it's me.
And I'm Dr. Dave Rosenberg. I got my MBA from Georgetown, pre-law at Harvard, and pre-science at Yale.
That's good, pre-science.
That's what I do, yo. For any new listeners joining us at episode 400, I want you to know what we do. We kind of do gags. We do gigs. We're all about that gag economy. We're all about coming up with those inventions, those schemes, those dreams. We love to get ideas, submissions for inventions at twinnovationpodcast@gmail.com. You can hit us up. You can also pop into our DMs at twinnovationpod on Instagram and Twitter.
Is Twitter even a thing?
X.
You have X?
Well, Twitter turned into X.
And you have that.
Well, do we have a TikTok or not?
No, we don't have a TikTok. And there's an elephant in the room.
Gotta get it before it gets banned, you know?
That is true, Jeff. And there's an elephant in the room that I have to address. We didn't come out with an episode last week due to Jeff being in Miami. You know, he's a traveling man. He sees the world. And so in lieu of that, I posted a song about the Chit Chat Hat Chronicles.
Idea. Very
we
fun.
We were so excited. I was so excited about it.
I thought the nation would love it.
You were dancing to it a lot.
I was. And then the nation just did not vibe with it.
Yeah, they're not really here for us like that anymore.
They're not a supportive community like we once thought. They don't respect my...
you're just saying the Reddit people, maybe a lot of the listeners don't even know what you're talking about because they don't follow.
Yeah. A lot
Reddit.
Of our listeners are wireless, and they're, you know, kind of like listening to the pod FM radio.
How about we throw it on the end of this podcast?
Yes, Jeff.
That way people, you know, have something, the credits, if you will.
Something to party to.
Something to party to? All right, I don't hate that idea.
I love the hat. It's the chit.
Chat hat.
It's a great song.
Well, you should do an a cappella instead.
Yeah, you're not wrong, Jeff. You're not wrong.
A jingle.
Then you'd be missing out on the beat, because the beat is really sick, too, is the thing.
What kind of genre is it? This is the pop disco, I believe, right? Is that the track that you sent me?
Whoa, the moon. You see that?
Whoa, Jeff.
Look at that moon.
The moon looks sick.
It's so big and orange. Oh my God, it's like orangey purple.
And it came out.
A harvest moon.
A harvest moon came out for the big episode 400. We appreciate that, big moon. We are your peasants. We are your admirers. And you are our savior.
We do your bidding.
Wow, that's fucking crazy.
The harvest moon is when you're supposed to write down 100 wishes on a piece of paper. And then every night for the next 100 days, you burn one wish away.
Jeff, that is so beautiful. I've never heard something as majestic as that all day today. Big shout out to the subreddit, the reddit.com/r/twinnovation. You know, they had a thread going on today about their favorite little lines from the Twinnovation podcast.
Yeah, catchphrases.
Catchphrases.
Oh,
there you
really?
Go.
Really? And what did they say?
They said, waka waka.
Did I do that?
Did I do that? You know, we love our community. I don't want to harp on this too much, but I did feel a little shunned by the Chit Chat Chronicles, Chit Chat Hat Chronicles, of course. So I'm going to take a little break from the music scene. I'm still going to make it. I just won't release it. And, of course, I'll drop the thirst tween, Dave Siples at some point later this year, for any listeners out there that remember that.
Long time. Yeah. Every 100 episodes. episodes, we get an update.
Indeed we do, Jeff. Indeed we do. So what's going on in the world today? We're, almost at the end of April. Spring is starting to sprung. Jeff's going to Miami. He's going to Charlotte. He's going all over the place. Mm-hmm. We got some trips.
Well, mostly just Florida and then North Carolina, right?
Yeah, but he's all over. He's
you
all
don't
over
have to
place.
Yuck my yum on him.
I'm not yucking the yum. I just like to stick to the facts. So I'm just, a person who's a realist, I would say. I like to just stick to those facts.
You don't like that I was in Miami hanging out in Little Havana.
Well, I actually lived in Miami for
yes,
a brief
on
period.
A stomping ground.
So I'm glad you got to
of
visit
course.
A
what neighborhood
where she got stomped on all
actually,
the time.
South Beach. I actually had a friend who was able to give me a spare bedroom in South Beach.
Yeah, she was living with a guy, Jeff, something I don't really care about.
It was actually cool. The guy that got into a fight with he who shall not be named.
Yeah, I remember the punk.
Many years ago, he was visiting New York.
Yeah, he's a punk.
He came out with the crew and then caused quite a kerfuffle, if you will, actually.
Those were the days back in BK when we used to fucking curb stomp people.
But yes, of course, Miami's great. I found it lonely, but I was, of course, a single woman then. Dave and I moved to Miami.
You know, if anything, I would think a single woman would be the opposite of lonely.
Well, I wasn't lonely in that way.
Whoa!
I actually felt,
didn't know it was slut o'clock around here.
I more so felt like, it's not. I worked at a restaurant, and so I was making friends with the people I worked with at the restaurant. But, of course, it's kind of like that thing of, you make friends with people, and then you're like...
Is that where you got that Halloween costume from?
What? Oh. My Hooters costume?
Jeff, no. Good throwback.
Hey, first
man.
One of the cast. You got to sneak them in while you can.
I actually worked at Catch Miami, which I'm not sure if it's still there. And then, of course, Catch became like the bleeped out name that was in Real Housewives of New York for being a... they were saying it was embarrassing to go there now. Like, it's not a cool place. It's like, what?
I
didn't get that memo. It was cool when I was working there.
So I imagine they had some olive special that you were Did you promote their martinis or what was your role?
I was a hostess. I only worked there for 2 months. Then I was like,
You should have been pushing Martanas.
Jeff?
I was a
hostess. It's on a martini instead of...
Gotcha, Jeff. Sorry.
It's not that door.
It doesn't sound so delightful. A Martana doesn't really
you were
roll off
about
the tongue.
Martana olives, so that's what I thought you said.
Oh, no, I said Martana.
Oh, I like that. Okay, Jeff.
Very cool, Jeff.
That's good.
We should have had that on our wedding menu. What the heck?
Yeah, what the fuck? Yeah, we were going Dirty Dave Teeny instead of Dirty
Martana.
Well, where was this fucking, were these suggestions when we were playing together?
I said I was available for you guys. At a decent discounted rate.
If we had ChatGPT-4 at the time, our menu would have looked a lot better, that's for sure.
That's true. We didn't use ChatGPT. Yeah, ChatGPT didn't play enough of a part in our wedding. You're right.
Yeah, I am right. It could have done a lot of my leg lifting in terms of my vows.
But of course, I have been saying to Dave that I want to take a trip down to Miami because the nightlife there is pretty unmatched. Comparable to Vegas, but in my opinion, better because... Of course, the weather, I believe, is better in Miami.
Better weather. I'm a bed wetter. You're better wetter.
I mean, Vegas has good weather. It's just so dry, you have to just kind of be somewhere that has misters to enjoy Vegas.
Mm-hmm, I hear you, sister. Sister, mister.
So,
mister, sister.
But other than that, your trip was good then?
No, very good, yeah. We had a jet skiing day. You gotta love to get on one of those things, kind of whip
I'm
around.
I'm terrified of them, but...
Now, Jeff, are you riding with two people on that jet ski?
Yeah, we did for the twofer. Yeah, it kind of made more sense with the timing and being in the ocean, So you kind of just... Go
so
back
are you driving
and forth
the whole time, or are you switching rooms?
No, we'd kind of do a side saddle switch where you rotate so you don't gotcha. Dunk the whole thing.
Now I've actually grown to be scared of the open water.
I think that hits you for the first 5-10 minutes, and then you kind of get more comfortable
until you hit your head on a turn. And to me,
what
to
are you hitting your head on though? The water?
The water, Jeff,
the water
or the jet ski? Because to me, I'm thinking of the water. It's like lava, right? Because you can't be under that water for more than 25 seconds without dying. So it's really that
well,
lava.
Well, you have a life vest.
That that water is lava to me. Yeah, you do. You do have the life vest, Jeff. You're not wrong about that. You're not wrong.
People only ever drown. There's this new Netflix show that's like unexplained mysteries.
You're not going to tell me about Netflix.
Well, I just started watching it the other night.
You got to tell me about your shows, man.
Dude, we have to start watching Baby Reindeer, apparently.
Baby Reindeer on Netflix. Shout out. There was a couple listeners that liked our recommendations for TV shows.
So of course. Yeah, it's a whole segment.
What did we recommend? No one was grateful when I recommended Extrapolations. Everyone made sure to let me know they didn't like it.
Well, the three-body problem.
But they watched it.
Yeah, they did watch it. Three-body problem. Some people reached out to me about. And, of course, I'm watching Shogun. So I want the nation to.
These are all shows that have nothing to do with me. Did you recommend anything that I thought was good?
Well, you kind of like the reality TV show, and we're sort of a more cultured.
Well, if I was going to recommend anything to anyone, if the nation really wants to get involved here, start watching Summer House from season one. Okay, Dave and I are locked in.
Yeah, we are locked in, Jeff. There's nothing I like more than a summer in the Hamptons, and if I have to live vicariously through Carl, then I would do that.
We never watched Summer House before because I kind of got the ick from the idea of it when it first came out. I was like, I don't need to watch a show about people in the Hamptons. Like,
what's the one with the Jax now? That's the Valley?
Vanderpump.
That's the Valley.
Yeah, that's the Valley now. Yeah.
So you're going to want to get Peacock, ladies and gentlemen. It's really where all the good stuff is at.
Yeah, it's the best.
Jeff, what are you sipping on there?
It's just a cranberry and soda with a little bit of tequila.
All right. Yeah, you left the tequila till the end.
I'm sure it's tequila. I'm sure it's more tinted red from his blood, from his teeth.
Bleeding Gums Rosenberg.
What's funny enough, Dave? So we go to the jet ski spot. It's like behind this hotel in a little like tiki hut. Ooh. And the two
Do
guys
they let you drink before going on, or is that sort of against the
No, you're not supposed to.
They don't. We didn't.
Because, you know, I've watched a couple episodes.
It doesn't sound fun.
Below Deck, and the guests got drunk before going on a scuba diving thing, and they wouldn't let them go scuba diving.
Right. What I was getting at. That's full circle. You only really drown if you're not wearing a life vest, you know? So in that show, they were talking about this haunted lake, and the first woman that's like, talking about her experiences that she was like with her family and she was like swimming in the middle. It got really cold and then she felt a hand grab her by the ankle and pull her down.
I can't even imagine.
But she lived to tell the story though, no?
But if you're wearing that, and she was, I believe she was wearing a vest actually, I'm not sure. But then they're talking to some guys that do a lot of the scuba diving to look for bodies.
Yeah.
And they say, you know, 99 times out of 100, it's just drunk people who aren't wearing life jackets. So you want to drown.
That die.
Jet skiing. Yeah. Yeah.
No, but I'd be drunk though, so I would die.
You know, so okay, not to pivot from talking about how you guys are going to die on your jet ski accident.
It's a pivot.
But, you know, a lot of stuff has actually been going on, Dave. We've had quite an eventful 2 weeks.
Have we? I can't remember what I ate for dinner, and we had it half an hour ago.
Well, let me refresh your memory, Dave. We went to Rick's Cabaret.
Yeah, we did. I'm surprised you're willing to talk about this.
Why would I not be willing to talk about it? It's one of the greatest nights of my life.
Yeah, that is true.
So, okay, let's start from the very beginning, right?
Howdy, folks. Visit patreon.com/twinnovation to hear the rest of this story.
We keep almost making a friend and then...
Remind me of the friend we almost made?
Well, we almost made friends with those two people at brunch, remember? And then we almost made friends at Bubba's with the wedding photographer.
Yeah, Jeff, we're close. We're close to making friends.
We're close
to
making friends. It's happened almost twice recently.
So we're...
Do you exchange numbers? No. Instagram? Instagram, maybe.
No.
So you're never going
to
act.
How do you ask someone to do that? That's our problem. So we were like, okay, so we're sitting at brunch, right? These two people, we have a whole thing back and forth with them where we start talking and they were actually normal, which that almost never happens.
You're a couple like, that doesn't know how to close. That's your problem.
Yeah, you're not wrong, Jeff. You're not wrong.
Do you think it's on the guy or the girl to do that, Jeff? The guy, the girl.
I'm actually
That's
good
interesting.
With
both maybe?
I'm good at like, I wish I could be connecting these people with, if I was looking for like, oh, being someone's wingman and like trying to find a hot girl to connect with like a guy or something.
Right. You need a mission.
I'm good at that. But like then trying to like do that same kind of thing, but for myself with friends, I don't know how to be like,
So, do you want to be my friend?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I should start wearing a shirt with the QR code on that links to my Instagram.
Yeah, I was thinking about that. It's like,
hey, can we take a picture together?
There's got to be a cooler way to, like, can give someone your info rather than being like, do you want to exchange information?
Maybe we go old school and I hand them a business card.
Yeah.
I was thinking that myself a little bit, but that seems more formal than
a business card just with my Instagram.
Hey, here's my card. Like, give me a call, like, if you ever want to go to Volcano.
And that's what the car says. Give me a call if you ever
want to
go to
Volcano. Give me a call if you want to go to Rick's Cabaret.
It's a coupon on the back for 10% off.
10% off our friendship.
Yeah, I don't know. It was weird. We did talk to them for a while, and they seemed interested in talking to us.
Which is all we need at some point, you know.
Well, what about asking them if they want to get dinner together?
It's too soon, though. It's too quick.
Seems too eager to, like, go from, like, having a nice chat during breakfast to being like, do you guys want to get dinner? Like, you know what's interesting? We had actually told them, this was prior to us going to Volcano.
What are you doing for lunch?
This is like before, this is before we knew that Volcano was kind of a bust. So it was almost maybe a good thing because this is before we went. So we were telling them, we were asking them about Volcano and if they knew anything about it. And they were like, no. And then they kept being like, see you at Volcano. Like, they kept saying that as like a joke, but then right. It's like, I wish that there was
poking fun at you, really.
Well, not really.
You know, I've brought this up before, but one of the first iPhone apps was the Bump It. Jeff.
The Bump, of course. Yeah, Bump It. And, or just Bump.
I remember bumping with some college boys at Side Street in 2000. And
Side Street?
Side Street.
That was my old fucking stomping.
Yeah. Shout out to Side Street.
I wonder if we ever were ever at the same place at the same time.
Well, this is in Hamden, so I think you're getting confused.
I'm thinking of the place that was on 14th Street in the city. What was that place called? Well, that was called Side Street, right?
Jeff will know it.
The one with the windy bar?
No, I'm talking about the sports bar that's down in Union Square, or maybe it was. I thought it was called, when you just said Side Street, I thought that's what it was called.
Where did Frankly Del Servo meet his girlfriend? What's that place called?
That's called Coyote Jim's.
No, what's that?
Not Square Ruby bar. Tuesdays, but it's well, not a Buffalo Wild Wings, but
no, don't do Frankly Del
Servo. Sidebar. The bar was called Sidebar.
Oh, yeah, I remember that bar.
That was cool. Did you ever go there, Dave?
I'm not sure. Did you ever go to Beauty Bar, Jeff? Remember that spot?
Yeah, Beauty Bar, beautiful bar.
Maybe. Is that like Beauty in Essex, or is that different?
It might be the same, actually.
Wait, I got to do Frankie justice here, because Union Square.
That's one bar. Of the comments on the Reddit was Frankly Del Servo, and the guy was like, I don't know what that means. Frank Del Servo is a high school friend of ours. I think he was actually on the pod for one episode.
He was.
What else is going on? Do you have anything else that we need to bring up?
Well, so the kid that was actually the most tan person I've ever seen, obviously the dude working
most
at the
gym. Tan person, you said?
Yeah, super tan. Working
are you talking
the
about
Jets.
Miami? Yeah, you're talking Miami.
Well, it's Florida in general, but actually is from, I was like, oh, where are you from? Where do you grow up? And he goes, actually, I'm from Connecticut. And I go, oh, I'm from Hamden. He goes, I'm from Cheshire. And
bordering
town. We live 10 minutes away from each other. And this guy is cool as a cucumber. And it kind of ends it there. I'm like, oh, that's crazy, right? And he's like, well,
he's nonchalant about it.
So you didn't
it.
Make
too
a friend?
Nonchalant.
You didn't close?
I didn't close. And then he hopped on an ATV and skid out of there. A bunch of sand flew into my face.
You got, bro.
Yeah, that's kind of what happened with like the wedding photographer. It was like I saw this girl. I recognized her as one of the wedding photographers I was going to book for our wedding. And she actually hadn't been available. But we did email back and forth a little bit, which is why like she stuck in my memory. And she actually had sent some additional recommendations for us to try to help us when we were still booking things. So I saw her and I was like, oh, hey, like, are you a wedding photographer? She's like, yes. I was like, oh, hi. Like, I'm Anna. We emailed, you know, blah, blah, blah. She's like, oh, hey. Like, and like pretended she remembered. I don't know if she did or not. And then like we chatted. She's like, oh, how would your wedding go? I told her. And then she's like, awesome. Like, good to see you, whatever. And then, like, that was it. Like, it was just, like, walk away.
And then I tried to bump her phone. It fell and she broke her screen. Then we left.
Funny. Yeah, it's never going to happen for us. It's been 2 years and we haven't made friends so far. It's just like, but no, I do have other stuff to talk about, but I guess I'll save it for my idea. If you guys want to like roll into that.
Dave, I really would love some help. I want to say it was like a restaurant called The
Steve
Smith?
Shore Johnny's? No.
The Smith?
What was that? Like Brother Jimmy's or Brother...
Brother, isn't that the first thing I said, though?
Brother Jimmy's,
right?
Yeah, I used to go there all the time.
Yeah. That's where they met. Yeah.
Brojos. We should open up a competing place called Brojos.
I want to open up a...
Blowjobs for bros.
I'd love it. Hey, I want to, like I said before, you can submit your ideas to twinnovationpodcast@gmail.com or twinnovationpod on Instagram and Twitter.
Do we have a suggestion?
Yeah, we do, from our boy Rob Kraft. Allow me to pose a question, will you?
Please do.
What's the worst thing about sports betting? That's right. Losing all that goddamn money, introducing BetterBet, the only sports betting app that automatically invests half of your wager into a high-yield savings account or one of our branded investment funds. Face it, you're addicted to gambling, and that big win may never come, but with BetterBet, you score a small win every time. BetterBet, you're not just gambling, you're investing.
Wow, whoa. Very good. Cool. Was that through the Twitter, Dave, or the X, or how did you receive
That's
this one?
That's through the gram. That was through the gram. And you know, I do this new cool thing where I just attach pictures right to my notes.
That's cool. That's very cool. You'll have to post about that so we can get a visual on that one.
It's a shortcut. And I'm ready to get into the three disgusting minds we have in the pig pen today, if you guys are ready to hop into the mud pit.
I'm ready to get pigged.
Let's get pigged, folks. First up in the pig pen, he has a pre-science degree from Yale University, and he goes by the name of Dr. Davey. Folks, allow me to pose a question, will you?
Please
do.
What's the worst part about having a significant other? Well, it's the fact that they're always monitoring your drinking and what you're eating.
Oh, you're always monitoring what I'm drinking and eating. Always monitoring what I'm drinking.
Well, you can't really have the separate meals, you know? It seems like a cold thing to do.
Let's clarify what he means. We go into Trader Joe's today. He grabs, after he literally, I watched him finish one yesterday, he grabs two bags of snacky clusters, and he's already finished an entire one, and that was like an hour ago.
Is that the stuff that's like dusted in the white sugar?
It's literally like powdered sugar? It's chocolate clusters full of potato chips and peanut butter. Like, it's
well,
like the most fattening thing.
That's actually good for bulking, though. Dave's doing a lot of protein work these days.
Dave is doing great with his workouts, that's for sure. But you need nutrients from your food. Meanwhile,
You're proving my point here.
Go to get a second Diet Coke, and you're like, that's not a good idea.
No, if anything, I'm getting mad that you're on your second box of Count Chocula before noon.
Okay. Did Dave just like, Jeff just go into the upside down?
Yeah, Jeff went into the room, most likely to get another full glass of whiskey.
Yeah. to get another full moonshine tinted with blood.
The dude's eating his panda sheet right now. He's got sausage, chickpeas.
You don't have to talk about me leaving when I leave. You could fill the time.
Well, it's really obvious when you leave. Oh, you could give
us a
heads up.
Well, but it's not a video podcast, and giving you a heads up.
It's not a video podcast.
Dave, why has she been attacking me all episode? I don't think that's fair. She's obviously jealous about the Miami stuff.
Why would I be jealous that you went to Florida?
Florida. I do want to shout out Brandon. He also hit me up on Instagram saying he had some ideas for our Patreon. Bring back the.
I have an idea for Patreon. Give us some money, right?
Yeah, give us that good.
Yeah. All right.
But they want us to bring back the video podcast. I'd 100% tune in for those. I'd love to do video podcasts, but I don't know.
We don't know how.
I don't know if the tech is there quite
yet.
Yeah,
of course the tech is there. We could be recording this and doing it now.
I thought you already record the video, don't you?
Yeah, I do record it, but it's just for me to fap 2 years from now once you're dead, Jeff.
And now that I'm getting Botox, you kind of do want to capture this on...
But we need to figure
video.
Some stuff out. Grace, let us know if you're also a video producer and you can cut up and chop up the Zoom video. We'd love to have HeadGum pay you extra for that.
I actually took a photo of went to the rock climbing gym with Jake, the Podfather. Took a photo of his credit card so we can actually sell you money.
Yeah, and I would love to put that.
I looked at the combination to his locker.
That's very smart, Jeff. I love that. He also, Brandon also had an idea for an after dark quote unquote section that's 30 minutes to an hour of Patreon exclusive content after each episode. So the lovely disgrace doesn't need to chop up the regular episodes.
That kind of what it already is, though? Isn't that what the uncut episode is?
Yeah, I guess the idea would be Grace not having to edit parts of our episode out, and it would just be...
And doing extra content just for Patreon.
Just for Patreon.
Well, if we did that, that would be a good idea. I also think we should be utilizing, like, YouTube in some way, as I've been saying. I just, like, don't have follow-through.
No, you don't, and neither do I, or neither do Jeff.
YouTube makes money. Mm. YouTube makes, like, we could actually make some freaking money.
Well, we gotta wait till the Sora AI comes out, then we can do whatever we want with video, you know, Dave? That's the Dolly for video.
Yes, that's what I'm thinking.
Plug and play, get rid of all these quote-unquote artists out there. Take all the money for yourself, you know, because you can't pay people and make money. You gotta exploit...
Yes, we are just waiting out the AI. I know a lot of people hate the AI. People don't like, my Chit Chat Hat song, even though I wrote the lyrics and I got my high school band back together. People are just haters right now in the nation.
Yeah.
We used to purge these people, but we are, at a point in our life where we are content with the haters.
We could start purging again.
We did ban a lot of people from the nation, almost half of our audience. Back in the day, we were
we were on top of the world.
Yes, you could say we were three manic boys back in the day, really getting feisty and feisty with the nation.
Well, David, you know, you are in the middle of your idea right now, so why don't you, take that sucker home?
You started your idea?
Yeah, I was talking about the worst part about a significant other, and it's me being monitored every time I sneak a bottle of tequila into the bedroom or I'm eating my snacky clusters from Trader Joe's. And I, for one, am sick and goddamn tired of it. That's why I'm proud, nay, thrilled to introduce to you Goliath Industries' newest line of products. Sneak a snack. All right. Sneak a snack is a line of deceptive containers that resemble common household items, but are actually secret snack storage units. All right. These containers help snack lovers like myself hide their favorite treats in plain sight, thwarting those snack thieves or those judgmental wives or husbands. Okay. Here's some product examples.
Yeah.
Okay. We got the. We got the lotion larder, all right?
Mm.
It looks like a regular bottle of hand lotion, but the bottom unscrews to reveal a hidden compartment filled with M&Ms or nuts, okay?
Right.
We got Book Bites, a hardcover book with a portion of the pages hollowed out to store your flat snacks like your beef jerky or your chocolate bars. The book title, Catcher in the Rye Bread. We got the couch cavern, you know, a throw pillow with a discreet zipper on one side, revealing a pouch that can keep anything from chips to cookies.
Yeah, chips. That's smart.
You got your plantain pot, a decorative house plant where the pot's base is actually a sealed bowl.
How is that easier than just to...
Perfect for storing banana chips or trail mix.
Yeah, so when I see you sticking your head into the potted plant, I'm going to assume...
No, I'm repotting the plant.
Or it's a fake plant and you're twisting the top off.
I'm crushing it. The leaves are made of aloe and I'm just eating them. remote reserves, a TV remote control that's slightly larger than usual, featuring a slide out tray for small candies or pretzels.
That would be good for maybe like a chocolate bar or something in there.
Yeah. Well, the chocolate bar actually goes in the book bites, Jeff, if you're listening.
David, so much of your life is revolving around being sneaky.
Well, I meant like an ice cream bar, like on a popsicle stick.
Right. Well, that needs to be freeze control, Jeff.
Where do you put the Big Mac in the book?
Big Mac would probably go in the plantain pot.
Or couch cavern.
Yeah, couch cavern. So keep your snack safe and sound with Sneak a Snack, whether you're doing dodging diet saboteurs at home, or just need a clever way to have treats on hand. These nifty nooks are the perfect solution. Now you can relax knowing your snack stash is cleverly concealed and just a stealthy step away. A box of our Sneak a Snack products retails for $39.99. So the only question left is to ask,
who's going with me?
Who's snacking with me?
Yeah, very good, Dave. Round of applause all around for that.
Thank you. I hope I did episode 400 justice.
Now, does it come pre-snacked, any of these things?
I don't know what that means, Jeff.
You know, you buy this, does it come with a snack already inside, almost like an Easter egg type of deal? Or is it just
Yes, we do preload them with snacks.
Gotcha. Because you can always get, you'll have to wake up a little earlier to sneak that snack in the Sneak a Snack.
No, Jeff, the purpose of the Sneak a Snack is that you don't need to hide it, okay?
You need to hide originally putting the snack in, is what I'm saying.
Correct. And that's why we deliver them with the snack inside.
Right. You've taken your pillow to the bathroom a few too many times.
No, you can actually, surreptitiously snack on that couch cavern pillow.
Oh, I see. So you're taking the snack out of the thing, but it's going straight in, like the bag is almost a container.
Correct. And we try and limit the snacks to ones that aren't so crunchy. I know I said nuts, which can sound
pretty loud. Well, you said chips too. That sounds even.
Yeah.
Chips seem louder than nuts.
Yeah. Chips and nuts can be loud, but. So I might need to pivot from that a little bit and focus more on the jerkies of the world.
Mm-hmm.
Your soft meats.
I think it's a really, really fun and brilliant idea. I actually almost came with a hidden little compartment idea myself, thinking about the bowling ball or the globe that you'd have. That would also be your bar. I was thinking of something along those lines earlier today, Dave, and that's something that we're kind of missing this day and age, you know?
Parallel thinking.
Yeah. That's really fun.
That's the idea. I'll send it around the horn. Jeff, are you in as a customer investment silent snacker?
Yeah, Dave. I think it's a fantastic idea. It reminds me also of from the slop shop I got for... Or not the slop shop. The Cringemas Christmas list was like the fake suntan lotion bottle that you could fill with alcohol for concerts.
Yeah, there you go. And that's in the same vein. The idea came to me when I was at the vape shop and they have the containers to hide your marijuana, you know,
a fake Sprite Pepsi can.
Soda can that can
right.
The top screws off. So, you know, not to say that these products don't already slightly exist for those black markets, but We're sort of making it more PG, and it's going to come to your snacks.
Dave, really good idea.
So you can hide your chocolate milk in a fake Sprite can. Or your vodka or your rum, I guess, would be more, you know, whatever. Next up in the pig pen, he goes by the name of El Jefe, the chef, Jeff Rosenberg. Jeff, what do you have for us today?
I was looking at some interesting products online. And have you ever, you know, you have that brand new car over there. You ever have trouble kind of cleaning out those nooks, those crannies that, you know, maybe seeds or sand can fall into? You know, it's not just dusting. It's kind of those in-betweens, if you will.
Yeah.
Have you noticed any buildup like that? Old car, new car. You can try and vacuum it.
Yeah.
Or you can try and wipe it, but none of that stuff really works. But you know what does work?
What?
Something very similar to flubber, you know, a goo.
Right, right.
Goo actually gets everywhere, right? And we're not thinking you're amorphous goo. It's like a sponge goo, right, that you put down and it clings to everything.
Yeah, your corners.
Yeah, your corners. We do this for in a roller, though, kind of like a paint roller. So yeah. Those corners, you know, your bathroom, that's not necessarily getting fully clean. Because who wants to mop anymore at the end of the day, you know?
I hear you.
Who's mopping?
Right.
Swiffer wet jet.
You know, even the wet jet is kind of annoying, right? And you have to change that all the time. With this flubber mop technology, the flubber roller, if you will, if you want to think of, you know, the anatomy of the goo, right? Mm-hmm. Also, like your lint roller, you know, lint roller meets the goo. So every time you take a full roll of, you know, cleaning up that grout or whatever, all you do, you put it in a certain container, all of it comes off, and then you have your fresh flubber mop again to do another roll.
Jeff, I think it's a great idea. I think it's even something that you could add to the corners of vacuums to maybe hit that corner pocket.
Right, that's interesting. Almost, it could be like a spinning little ball or something, you know? Kind of like a duster.
It's like Gak.
It is like Gak. It's a lot like Gak. Maybe the name could be, you know, something like the Gak mop or something a little more inventive than that.
Yeah, dude, I love the idea. I think I think vacuums sort of have the outer shell of the vacuum shell that can stop the, you know, little rotating wheels from getting to, you know, those hard to reach spots.
I
think with your dusters, you know, you're trying to dust the corner of a ceiling or the corner of a vent, you're going to want some hard Gak to get at it.
Well, and you're also going to have to, you know, if you're using one of those feather dusters, that's just moving the stuff around, you know, but they also have your versions that are the updated, you know, the Swiffer has the micro, what do you call them?
Fiber?
Yeah, the microfiber cloths. And, you know, they're not always easy to dispense and start with a new one without a rinse. So we do that quick rinse, and it's picking up every little thing, you know, that you're never going to get with conventional items.
I love the idea, Jeff. Is it, you know, something like this dishwasher safe?
Of course. Maybe we're calling it Gak Mop.
I like it. I like Gak Mop.
For $400, Gak Mop?
It's expensive. Right. That's a bit expensive, no?
No, remember for episode 400.
Yeah, remember Gak? I brought it up 2 minutes ago.
Oh.
You turd.
No, you didn't.
I did it. Grace, rewind the tape.
I'm sorry, Anna.
So we're calling it the Gak Mop.
Can we call it the Gak Mop?
Well, that was the original thing, but I feel like
what
they
about
own
the Gak Trap?
Gak Trap? I don't know. Trap makes me think of pests a little bit, you know?
Well, maybe you could use it to catch mice and rats, too.
Well, maybe it's because it's a roller instead of... Actually, you know, that's the main thing, is that it's the roller. It's the lint roller for the floor instead of it being that flat surface.
I hear you, bud.
So maybe something.
I love it, Jeff. I think it's a big 400 episode idea. You've had 400. You've had
ideas.
You've had 400 ideas.
Guys, I'm just an energy vamp.
No, you're not.
Yeah,
dude.
You are. Fine. No, he's not. He realizes it.
Yeah.
Just, energy vamp. Energy
no,
vamp.
No, he's not an energy vamp. He's
join
like,
in with me, Dave.
No,
energy vamp.
No.
Energy
no.
vamp.
Yeah, sorry,
come
guys.
On. Episode 400 to 500. Of course, we're already into Scotty season, but we're keeping the positive vibes alive for 400.
That's okay, guys. You can, Grace, you can delete my pitch and actually just delete my track.
You're doing amazing, sweetie.
Yeah, delete Jeff's whole part.
Yeah, Grace, put Jeff's whole pitch on Patreon, maybe.
Grace, replace Jeff's voice with Kermit's.
Yeah, can you do that? Can you use AI tech to replace Jeff's voice with Porky the Pig?
Every time he talks, it's just a little.
I guess I deserve this somehow. I don't know what I did wrong other than have a great vacation in Florida. And I guess that makes some people mad.
The bullies get bullied.
People don't like me enjoying.
The bully gets
people
bullied.
Never really liked me enjoying myself, and that's okay. I guess it says more about
Jeffrey
them
has
than it
officially
does me.
Been banished from the Twinnovation Nation.
Banished. Goodbye. It's because, you know, of your cocky attitude towards your stupid Florida vacation.
Yeah, we don't like how cocky you came back from Miami with your...
Yeah, it's like, you go to Ron DeSantis's territory and you come back with this attitude.
Jeff, and he Airbnb'd at Mar-a-Lago.
I guess haters gonna hate at the end of the day. I guess that's all we can say about that.
The haters make you know you're doing something right.
That's true. Gotta keep my haters mad. Give them something to talk about.
Now, Jeff, round of applause for Jeff. Really good idea,
Grace,
Jeff.
If you could just put, instead of my Kermit thing, maybe just play Dave's disco track over and over again for that 8 minutes.
Yeah, the nation would love that. A couple of people are calling it the song of the summer. I think it's more the song of the spring. You're going to have to pay attention in the next couple of days to, of course, hear. You know, for any of my Chit Chat Hat Chronicle fans out there, the sneak a snack rhyme is about to drop any day now. So check out your Spotify, your iTunes, your Spreaker for that kind of shit.
Spreaker.
Next up in the pig pen, she goes by the name of Dame Von Dutch. Anna, what's your name? We like to call her fart face.
Grace,
what do you have
if you
for
could
us?
Do a solid 7 minute long fart for Anna's speech, we'll kind of get a taste of what we're getting.
Anna has been known to drop some eggers in her day.
You guys are being really mean to me, and it's not. I do think it's funny, but you know, I just want to highlight what snowflakes you both are, because when I come for you, the way you're coming for me, it's always. Stop.
It's toxic femininity.
No one's telling you to stop. We'll just re-record this tomorrow.
We'll re-record tomorrow. Yeah.
Oh, okay, good. So, okay, guys. So I've basically actually have a quest for the nation.
Interesting. I'm listening.
A queen's quest.
Ooh.
It's never happened before. Or has it? I'm not really sure. But, there's been lots of things that I never watched for one reason or another that everyone else did. Maybe I'm a contrarian. Maybe I'm just so different and unique, you know, but I don't really know why. But for example, one of the things that everyone else seems to have watched that I never did was the movie Roadhouse. Okay.
Roadhouse, of course, starring
Gyllenhaal.
Patrick Swayze.
Jeff, you ever seen Roadhouse?
No, not Gyllenhaal. We're talking about the original, okay?
Yeah, I never the dude from the world, the end of tomorrow, today.
I never saw the original Roadhouse. And, you know, of course, it's been recently remade, which is really depressing to me.
Well, I'm friends with some of the cast members in the new one, so let's be careful what we say.
I just think, you know, it's like, are there no new stories to be told? Like, is it literally just that they'll only either make a movie about a toy or like remake a movie that was already made? It's like,
right.
Come up with a new story. But okay, so I'm like, you know, I'm not going to watch this new fucking Roadhouse. I'm going to give the original. If the original is so good that they remade it, then let me go ahead and fucking go take a look. See, okay? So we see it for free on like HBO or some shit, and Dave and I turn it on. We start watching this movie, and sure, I thought I was going to, you know, not like it that much, because it's like, you know, I like action and I like thrillers, but it has to be just right. Like, I don't really like kung fu movies. I don't really like too much like martial arts fighting in the movie. Like, it has to be, you know, something
interesting,
something just right. I fucking love this movie. Like, it was so good. But more than the story, more than the movie, which I loved, was the soundtrack. Okay, I'm like,
right, I like where this is going,
to the soundtrack, and like pulling up my Shazam like more than once, because I'm like, what the fuck, I love these songs, like I'm rocking the fuck out, like while we're like watching Roadhouse. And as I'm looking it up, it's like most of the songs in the movie are completely original to Roadhouse. Like, Patrick Swayze was making some of the songs. There's a Bob Seger song on there called Blue Monday that is such a cool fucking song. there's several of them on there, okay, that are just like really awesome, really cool rock, really cool dance rock, whatever you want to call it, songs. So I'm like,
yacht rock.
We need to find this fucking record like immediately, because it doesn't, you can't just like listen to this on Apple Music or Spotify. Like it doesn't exist. The records, when you look online, are like $200.
Oh, really?
For the record. Yeah. So my brother found a website where you can, I can order it from literally like overseas, and I can get it for ballpark like 30 or 40 bucks. And I'm like, all right, like, I don't know if I trust the website because it's like a European website, but it's like, it probably would work, but it's like, so I could do that. But we went to a bunch of local record stores looking for this the other day. And these people spoke to me like I was looking for like a treasure box. Like I like come into the record store and I'm like, hey, I'm looking for the Roadhouse soundtrack. If you do, you, if you happen to know, if you guys have that. And like this guy's like, I know we don't have that. It's a very rare record. It's like, what? So what do I do? Can someone find this record for me?
The nation has been asked to go on a hunt. Have 30 days to accept this mission.
Yeah, like if no one will find it, then I guess I'll just buy the one from like Europe, I guess, and risk my $30. But I'd rather just like source it organically.
That it would did you be check a eBay? Great 10-year anniversary present for Anna.
I'm not sure. Maybe I did.
Oh, interesting. Jeff, we're trying to make it a fun little game, though, where you can crowdsource like the treasure hunt.
Yeah, I hear that. I hear that.
Roadhouse. Because,
Jeff, believe it or not, a lot of these soundtracks have original songs on them to echo Anna's sentiments.
Oh, yeah, that's another thing that the guy goes to me. This other guy goes, I say, yeah, I'm looking for the Roadhouse record because there's a lot of original music on it you can't get anywhere else. And he goes, yeah, that's the point of a soundtrack. It's like, oh, really? I don't know. It's like, no, it's not. You can. There's lots of soundtracks of movies that you can get the songs, okay?
In modern day, yeah, maybe it was more of a, what, didn't this come out in the 80s?
Yeah, this was in the 80s. I'm looking on fucking what's it called now, and it doesn't exist. It doesn't exist. I'm looking on eBay now and it doesn't exist.
So the hunt begins. Once you listen to this episode, go to your nearest record store, talk to your friends, talk to your family, and help us find the Roadhouse record.
We're looking for the Roadhouse record. And you can go on YouTube and listen to Blue Monday by Bob Seger if you want to like crack open a cold one and like start out your Friday right, like kick through a fucking door. Like it's
maybe I'll remix it and release it. Because I'm kind of an artist. People don't realize that, but I'm sort of a renaissance man. I'm a podcaster. I'm a digital marketer. I'm a loser.
David, you're not a loser. And I recommend everyone to watch Roadhouse 2 while they're at it. Like, get context, you know? Yes, watch the classics.
You'll enjoy seeing Patrick Swayze rip out someone's throat.
Yeah, it's pretty fucking awesome. He's pretty cool, you know? Like, that's a movie star. He used to be able to, you know, be a real movie star back in the day.
Mm-hmm. You used to be able to be calm and collected.
Yeah.
You didn't have to act to be an actor. You know, I see Jake Gyllenhaal in this new movie and he's got a he has a smirk on his face the whole movie.
Jake Gyllenhaal's like a fucking money laundering front. It's like, he's not good. And it's like, he looks like, I don't find him hot either. It's
he's got a kind of a squirrely look to him.
Yeah, squirrely, big sleepy
cat. You can tell he loves himself too much.
Yeah, you can tell he like takes really clean shits and he like has like a giant like belt buckle.
But I will say I do love him, and I love Son of Sam.
That's not the movie he's in. He's in the guy Zodiac.
I hate him in Spider-Man though. He's really
bad. Southpaw. It's like, what was the movie that I like? Donnie Darko?
No one's even ever heard of that supervillain either. What was he? Had like a globe Mysterio? On his head? Yeah, Mysterio.
Yeah, no, that movie sucked. He was awful.
Heads in a fishbowl.
I guess I like Brokeback Mountain, but it's not like, oh, that movie would have sucked without him. It's like a lot of really good actors could have been in Brokeback Mountain, you know?
Yeah, he thinks he's Reynolds or Gosling, and he's not.
Yeah.
I mean, he's close to Reynolds.
He's close. No one said he wasn't close, Jeff.
No, he's far from Reynolds, because Reynolds is really funny. I don't really find him funny. In
Reynolds, Gosling, Gyllenhaal.
Bradley Cooper. Bradley Cooper, Cooper reminds me more of Jake Gyllenhaal than anyone else.
Yeah,
they're both kind of smug.
Yeah, they are both smug.
But I like Bradley Cooper more, to be clear.
Yeah, I like Bradley Cooper, because Bradley Cooper like knows he's kind of playing a douchey character in a lot of his movies. And, you know, his claim to fame was Hangover, where he plays like the douchey bro guy.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know where I'm going
but
with this.
But then he showed us he had so much more.
I was
going to
say, originally, what was it, Wedding Crashers? He was like the doucher.
Yeah, Wedding Crashers, for sure. But now he's like an artist, you know, so he's got to pull the reins in on him being considered that type of character and do the Ben Affleck and be like, I'm also a director.
Right. He's going definitely for Affleck. Go fuck yourself.
Affleck. They haven't been using his likeness anywhere lately. I haven't seen him in the news the last couple weeks.
Affleck?
Yeah.
He's laying low.
He's laying low.
His handler must be on vacation.
Probably smokes like 3 packs a day, just fucking sitting in a room.
That would make him cooler.
He definitely does. He's been photographed smoking a ton of times.
So we did it. We fucking did it.
I was thinking maybe that like more movies should have custom soundtracks like that. I guess they do, but not like, you remember, like Ninja Turtles had a song. The old Ninja Turtles had a song by what's his name?
Vanilla Ice.
Like, you don't see too much of that stuff.
Right.
Hi, Barbie.
Maybe in kids' movies, in the kid and the Disney movies, you have.
Disney movies, do it. Do original shit.
We have covered a lot of ground, and I think, you know, we've set a good foundation for the next 400.
Yeah, I'm trying to think, where will we be at episode 800? That'll be most likely 9 or 10 years from now.
Mm-hmm.
The nation will be growing together. Oh, man, what a wild world this is. And don't forget, if you submit your ideas to the podcast and we read them on an episode, you need not forget that immortalizes you as an individual.
Yeah, that's true. It's like you're forever. It's like a digital tombstone.
A digital tombstone, indeed. So if you ever want to be immortalized, email us at twinnovationpodcast@gmail.com or DM us at twinnovationpod on Twitter or Instagram. And as always,
stay scheming
and stay dreaming.
Howdy folks, allow me to pose a question. Yeah, it's your boy Baby Davey helping you on a socializing session. Chopping it up, no time for regression. Four on the chit chat has less leading with the best impression. Got that invention spewing out words like a golden season in this verbal warfare. I'm on a mission. Chit chat hat not, no captures facts. Flipping words like acrobats, sharp like thumbtacks. Got the rhymes that attract. Elevate your mind, throw on the hat. Chit chat, awkward silence. Yeah, I am feeling that. I'm the chit chat hat hustler, and that's a fact. My words be my weapons, my tongue be my play. The chit chat hat helps break through the silence. The conversation never fades. So next time you freeze up, feeling stuck, remember to wear the chit chat hat. Break through the silence. The conversation never fades.
small talk, that's my domain. I'm the master of the game and that's no shame. Sliding through the awkward silence like a ninja, no detection. My words slice through the noise, no need for correction.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.